Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where we are starting our show all over again. So we hope we will be able to go. Sorry for any inconvenience today for all of my listening audience. But we are back on, and we give God praise. We know it was nobody but the enemy tried to come in when we start talking about nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I'll pray again since everything got cut off on us. Gracious enough, Heavenly Father, we come worshiping, praising you today, dear Heavenly Father. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person that have touched this line today, dear Heavenly Father, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, dear Heavenly Father. I apply the blood over each of us, over the airways that surround us today, dear Heavenly Father, over us and under us, over telephone lines, dear Heavenly Father, over our homes, property, office, cars, truck, business today, dear Heavenly Father, finances, marriages, ministries, cell phone frequency, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to render powerless and harmless, dear Heavenly Father, in it and nullify the power, cancel the power of any evil spirit that have attacked this show today, any demonic spirit, any stronghold, message of Satan, dear Heavenly Father. We send it back to the pits of hell today. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to wash and cleanse each one of us, our mind, dear Heavenly Father, with your precious blood. Give each of us clarity of thoughts. Give each of us a sound and a sober mind. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen and amen. I'd like to say good morning to my listening audience and everyone that have lifted up the board this morning. I want to give God praise this morning for what he's doing and what he's going to do through nothing but the blood of Jesus. And you know, when he was giving me this show, I mean, I just couldn't rest. I just had to keep getting up, walking, and saying nothing but the blood. You know, when it come now, and let us reason together, say the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You'll find that in Isaiah 1 and 18. And you know, as I was reading through different scriptures in the Word of God today and all this week coming up to this show, you know, how many spiritual dead and wounded lie along aside the highways and the byways to eternity? You know, this is a real tragic of those who disregard the message of the gospel. But all who repent or are cleansed by Jesus' blood will experience the blessing condition that David prayed for when he said, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. You know, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And you know, I thought about that song. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the words go on to say, oh, precious is the flow that make me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, and when you think about that, it says, from my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And you know, it takes the blood that washed away our sin. He died on one day on an old rugged cross for my sins and your sins. When they cut and when they spilled, blood and water came out. You know, it was the blood that cleansed us. Hallelujah. You know, how precious is the blood of Jesus? One drop can make a sinner clean, worth more than all this world's riches. For they could never, ever redeem. Only the blood could pay the price. Only the blood poured out of life of Christ. Only such costly sacrifice could ever atone for you and for me. How precious is the blood of Jesus? I just thank God today for the blood of Jesus. You know, the precious blood of Christ has opened the way for the believers unto God's presence, and intimacy with him is a deep spiritual reality. He who knows the full power of the blood is brought up so now that he can always live in the immediately presence of God and in the enjoyment of unspeakable blessing attached to it. When you just think about the blood of Jesus, the spiritual sacrifice to God that God made for us, each and every one of us. You know, when we woke up this morning, he enclosed us in our right mind, that we knew that the blood was running warm through our veins. We could get up. We could move around. We could, you know, we just could do everything. We could breathe. We could walk. You know, when I think about it, as I read the scripture, the priest brought the blood into the holy place before God. But in our relationship with God, there is no offering that we can bring more pleasing to him than a believer in honoring of the blood of the Lamb. You know, every act of humble trust or of hearted thanksgiving in which we direct the attention of the Father to the blood. And it speaks praises. It's accepted to him. You know, our whole abiding there and intimacy from our hour to hour must be a glorifying of the blood before God. If anyone, I have a lot of people on my switchboard today. If anyone would like to say something, just press 1 on your keypad and I'll bring you in if you want to talk about the blood of Jesus today. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the life of a believer who truly enjoys drawing near to God. Okay, I have someone that want to come on. Praise God. Let me bring them on. You are now on. Call area code 423. You are not on. Wait a minute. You're not on the air. Call the 423.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I was just excited about your subject today and wanted to just listen, actually, because anytime you talk about the blood of Jesus, it's exciting, you know. But until we come to really know what the blood of Jesus means, you know, when we think about Jesus going to the cross and shedding his blood, you know, thinking about it, now this wasn't just any blood. This was actually God's son, and God gave his only begotten son, you know, and then to think about, I have only one son myself, and to think about giving up my only son, and then how precious his blood would be to me. So just imagine the blood of Jesus, the Son of God, you know, how precious that blood is. But I started to lean on that blood when I found out exactly what that blood did. Oh, my God, how it came, how it washed my sins away. That was just so profound to me. Just the thought of knowing that God loved me so much that he gave his only begotten son. He shed his only son's blood that I may have a chance at heaven. I may have a chance at the tree of life. You know, and I just get excited anytime I think about the blood, because I know it's many times that I've been going through, it was that blood that carried me. You know, when I was on my sick bed, it was that blood that washed me, that made me whole again. It was that blood, even when I was going through not just with physical sickness, but, you know, battling that, when I was at that crossroad between coming to the Lord and being in the world, it was that blood that made that bridge that crossed over for me. I was able to, that it was the atonement of that blood that bought me. You know, it he bled and died and he bought me back to the Father. So, you know, the blood, it means more than anything that I could imagine. You know, it's one thing about the cross. There's power, you know, when we talk about the cross. But when we talk about the blood, oh, my God, you know, this being God's only begotten son, I just get excited every time I hear the mention of the blood, you know. And I thank God for you using that as a topic today, you know, because it's eye-opening.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Oh, we have another caller on area code 832. Would you like to say something? Area code 832. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. This is 832 in the Houston area. The blood of Jesus is the repertoire of all things. Once you are covered under the blood, you're able to walk through muddy waters of any kind, because God said, I will always take care of you. I will protect you. And if you're covered under the blood has arranged itself so affluently that all things that are covered are sustained by Jesus Christ, by himself. He's the advocate. He oversees, and he looks into every composite of wherever we are, to whatever differences or difficulties may come. We know that we are prepared and we're taken care of because the blood has warranty. It's a warrant for the enemy's arrest. It warrants your life, your livelihood. It warrants everything that contains you as an individual. It takes care of. It's a protector. It's a shield. You can't run into it. The enemy can't run into it because it blocks him. When he tries to penetrate or go through it, he cannot, because God has a covering. So the blood is like a covering, a shield, a buckler. It sustains, it provides, it keeps, it protects, it gives life, it contains strength, it moisturizes our daily walk with him. It takes on the encounters of all things that work together for the good to them that are called. It also opens up the atmosphere for new mercies to come into your life. And again, it's protected by the blood. So the blood is it contains the cross, because he died for it. He said, when he was pierced in the side, the blood that dripped, the precious blood that dripped and fell to the ground, was like the sovereignty of keeping mankind where mankind is, and to destroy the enemy's territory. It brought life, it brought liberty, it brought happiness. Although the death was contained there, it still brought at the return, because God went to Jesus himself went to the pits, and he got the keys of hell, death, and the grave, and he came back with the keys saying, here I am. There's nothing that can contain anything to any capacity, by way of limitations, by way of strength, by way of love, by way of any constraint that can be placed on the face of the earth that blood does not cover. So the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ takes on a whole different atmosphere for life, the livelihood, the lively stewardship, the loyalship that we have toward one another, the continuation of all things that work together for the good to them that are called. And again, I do take people think for them that are called, because if you're not called, the blood can't work. But you got to be called, and you got to step into the sheepfold of the blessings of God in order to contain and maintain the balance of the blood that's covering your life. So the believers are the ones. And non-believers, if you, by the way, have any sense of the imagination listening, if you're a non-believer, then you better find yourself as a believer, because believers are the ones that God can work through. He can't work through in unbelief. If you're a believer, you can receive. If you can receive as a believer, then you're sustained. If you can sustain yourself as a visible person walking on the face of the earth and know that you're covered, the enemy cannot come into your territories. Now, he can tamper, he can hamper, but he cannot contain your life, because you're covered under the blood, and the blood is the blood washing sustainability of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much. And I have another one, area code 409, but she's at work, and I have area code 770 just come on. We're talking about, thank you so much, we're talking about nothing but the blood. And, you know, I jotted down some things about the blood of Jesus, duh. It redeems us. You'll find that in Ephesians 1 and 7 and 1 Peter 1, 18 through 19. And then it brings those who were far away from God near to him. We're talking about the blood today. You know, it justifies us and saves us from wrath. We still talking about the blood. You know, it is the means by which Jesus become our atonement through faith. You'll find that in Romans 3 and 25. Also, some of the things that the blood of Jesus does, it is the means by which Jesus purchased the church. You'll find that in Acts, the 20th chapter and the 28th verse. And, you know, it causes us to dwell in Christ, and he in us. You'll find that in John, the 6th chapter and the 56th verse. And the blood, it gives life to those who consumes it. You'll find that in John 6 and 53. And above all, the blood of Jesus, it remits our sins. You'll find that in Matthew 26:28. And I was just jotting down, when God gave me this, nothing but the blood, it just was in my spirit. And if anybody wants to say something, just come on in. Because, it grants us the forgiveness of sin, the blood. The blood, it brings peace and reconciliation to God. The blood, how? I said that in your shape. It has obtained eternal redemption for us. We're talking about the blood today. Mm-hmm. And, it cleanses our consciousness from dead work to serve the living God. You'll find that in Hebrews 9:14. We are talking about the blood today. You know the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, that blood that gave me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Mine, we talking about the blood. It smoothed my doubt, all my doubt. And it calms my fear, all of my fear. We talking about the blood today. And you know, when I started breaking that thing down, talking about the blood, you know, it's divided in so many things. You know, the water refers to baptism unto repentance and the laying aside of sin. But the blood witness to redemption in Christ. And the Spirit is he who supplied power to the water and the blood. My. Yeah. You know, when you think about the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three are one, you'll find that in John 5:8. And you know, when I think about the needs and desires, the blood has been shed to take away sin. The power of the blood is to bring to naught the power of sin. And through the Spirit, the blood will cleanse. That's one of my five, in one of my tag words I've used today, cleanse. And Jesus washed sin, the blood. You know, the blood was cleanse and sanctify us and unite us to God. And when you think about the apostle's desire to arouse believers to hearken to God's voice, when his call to holiness, be ye holy, for I am holy, he reminds him that they had been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Being redeemed, you all, just been redeemed. If we have anyone on the line that would like to say something, just come on in. Because I'm just excited over here on the other line, talking about nothing but the blood of Jesus today, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Woo. You know, we must know that we are redeemed by the precious blood. We must, remember that the blood, before we came, experienced its power. My. Would someone else like to say something? I'm just excited over here today about the blood. You can have victory through the blood. You can have joy through the blood today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My. When we talk about the blood. You know, in intimacy with God, our love will be set on fire by the love of God. Our belief that God will surely make use of us when we be strengthened. The Spirit of Jesus will take possession of us to enable us to labor in humility, in wisdom, and in power. And our weakness and poverty will become the best in which God's power can work. We still talking about the blood. You know, dwelling in the holiness through the blood. You know, and I read in Hebrews 10:19-22, the word of God was saying, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh, and having a great priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil consciousness, with our body washed with pure water. That's taken from Hebrews 10:19-22. You know, the mercy seat is sprinkled with blood. It's a chosen place of God's abode and is his throne of grace. He draw near with joy and good pleasure to the heart that surrender itself entirely to the efficiency of the blood. You know, the blood has irresistible power. Through the blood, Jesus was raised up from the grave and carried into heaven. Be assured the blood is able to preserve you every day in God's presence by its divine life-giving power. Ooh, you know, as precious and all-powerful as the blood is, so sure and certainty is also your abiding with God. If only your trust is steadfast, washed, and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, all day before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. We talking about still about the blood. You know, the fullness of our faith and experience of the power of the blood, just the closer is the intimacy, the more sure the body near the throne. The wider is entry to the unbroken ministry of God. My. Talking about nothing but the blood of Jesus today. When you think about that blood, you can't help but relate to the blood of Jesus today. You're saved, you're sanctified, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. You are in the holiest of holies. You are coming to God boldly. My. Admission to the holiest, like the holiest itself belonging to God. God himself thought of it and prepared it. And we have the liberty, the freedom, the right to enter by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus exercised such wonderful power that through it a son, a petition, may obtain full freedom to enter into the divine sanctuary. The holiest, yea, who was sometime well far off or made nigh by the blood of Christ. You find that in Ephesians 2:13. And how is it the blood exercised this wonderful power? The scriptures say the life is in the blood. You'll find that in Leviticus 17:11. The power of the blood is in the worth of the life. In the blood of Jesus, the power of divine life dwelleth and worketh. The blood have already in him all mighty and uneased power. My. I think right now I'm going to take a little break and play us a song, drink me a little water, and somebody else may want to come on and say something. We're going to see if we can get a song to come on.
Do you love the Lord? Do you love everybody? If you love him, stand on your feet and give him a hand clap, everybody. It's a salute to Reverend Clay Evans, Miss Lou Della, and Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. Musical history, put your hands together.
relationship. And all that means is what? What a fellowship. Are you on board? I say, are you on board? Put your hands together.
Thank you.
Lord. Praise the Lord. We have a testimony today. We have a testimony. We truly been blessed with the blood of Jesus. Oh, my, 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 my. You know, the power of sin is the law, but perfecting and fulfilling the law when he shed his blood under the curse, his blood had made sin entirely powerless. So the blood has this wonderful power, not only because the life of God's Son was in it, but because it was given as an atonement for sin. You know, this is the reason Scripture speaks so highly about the blood. Through the blood of everlasting covenant, God has brought us again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You'll find that in Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 20th verse. And the word of God said, through his own blood, he has entered into the holiest, in Hebrews 9 and 12. The power of the blood has entirely destroyed the power of sin, death, the grave, and hell, so that our surety could go out. The power of the blood has opened heaven so that our surety could freely enter. We're talking about the blood today. And if any of my guests would like to just come right on in and say something else on the blood, just feel free, because we have some time. I would like to hear from some of our guests that have called in. I see a guest have just called in, area code 409. 423-774. If you would like to say something, guess feel free, because we're talking about nothing but the blood today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, sin took away our liberty of approach to God. The blood perfectly restored to us this liberty. He who would take time to meditate upon the power of that blood, appropriate it, believing for himself, will obtain a wonderful view of the liberty and direction which we can now have intimacy with God. You know, on the divine, the wonderful power of the blood, through the blood we enter into the holiest. The blood pleads for us and in us with our eternal, ceaseless effort. It removes sin from God's sight and from our consciousness. Every moment we have free, full entrance, we can have intimacy with God, full entrance. And we can have intimacy with God through the blood. My, 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 my. When I think about the blood, it gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, guess. It will never lose its power. When you think about it, it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. That blood that gives me strength would never lose its power. And you know, when I think about, as we take the Lord's Supper on the blood of Jesus, how we drink the Lord's Supper. And, you know, we say that the cup was to represent the blood of Christ that he shed on the cross for our sin. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Christ had to shed his blood for us. The animal sacrifice in the Old Testament looked forward to the time when Christ would shed his blood for the sins of the world. You know, the sacrifice was the final one needed to save the world. His blood was enough for all of those who accepted him as their personal Savior. You know, Paul was telling us also that celebrating with these elements reminded that people of the Church of Christ sacrifice so often and so easily forget. How often do we forget? We often complain about small sacrifice. We must make and ignore the incredible sacrifice of Jesus' body and blood? My. How easily we forget how God sacrificed his life on the cross. I had a guest on that was saying she had one son. And when she think about the blood and how God had his one and only son, how he sacrificed himself for us. I have one son. And when I think about the cross, think about Jesus, put his one and only son on it. Just think about that. That come close to home. Can you sacrifice your son on the cross for everyone? Jesus did. I would like to hear from some of our guests that's on the line today. Would like to share something. We have a little time yet that we could talk about nothing but the blood. I know some of you all have experienced some things in life. And you know, if it wasn't for that blood that Jesus shed for you and I. So do I have a guest that would like to say something today? I'll bring you in. Just hit one on your keypad, and I'll bring you in. Area code 832, if you're still there, would you like to say something?
I've enjoyed the Bible study today, and I think that I'm reminded of the song that I play all the time by Vashon Mitchell, "The Blood Works." It still works in the capacity of time. It works for any benefits that you have. The blood works for any suffering that you may have. The blood works for the continuity of your time. The blood works because you are a born-again believer. Even a sinner, the blood works because Christ died that we all may have life. Maybe some of you have not come to the Lord, but the blood works because it still covers. The blood works because it's still a reminder. The blood works because it is a purifier. The blood works because it brings in salvation for your soul. And the blood works because God is reality.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, area code 832. I'm hoping a lot of people listening to this broadcast later on, and they can hear what we're talking about today, nothing but the blood. And everyone can give something about the blood in their life, how the blood is working with them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when you think about, as the word of God say, come now and let us reason together. Say the Lord through your sin. Be as scarlet. Scarlet as I read, and as a color is red, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like crimson, which is red, blood, they be as wool. You cut me, it cut you, we're going to bleed red blood. Hallelujah. Huh? And here we think about how God died on the cross, shed his blood for us, for our sin, each one of our sins, our family sin, children's sin, how we are covered with the blood of Jesus. My. And you know, I had jotted down some other things with the blood do. It is a means by which we enter the most holy place with boldness. It speak a better word than the blood of Abel. It sanctify us. It make us complete for every good work. It cleanse us from all sin. It bears witness in the earth along with the spirit and the water. It is the means by which Jesus washed us. It is the means by which we overcome the accuser of the brethren. You know, I'm thanking God for the precious blood of Christ, the sprinkling blood of Christ, the blood of the eternal covenant. The life is in the blood. And we can't get around it, you all, today, the blood. Did we have anything else from area code 423-774? Did you have anything you want to add to Nothing But the Blood today? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I'm thanking God for this show today on the blood because it covers so much on the blood. You know, it's, you can find in your word of God, it's in your Bible if you haven't tore it out, redemption by blood, reconciliation through the blood, cleansing through the blood, sanctification through the blood, cleansing by the blood to serve the living God, dwelling in the holiness through the blood, life in the blood, victory through the blood. Oh, let me see, number 423, let me see. Go ahead, number 423, I'm bringing you on. You're not on, area code 423.
Praise the Lord, Prophetess Elliott. You know, I was thinking about that blood again. I was saying earlier about having one son and how precious his blood is to me. But after listening to, I think that's area code 802 and 832. Anyway, I was listening to her, and when she started talking about all the things that the blood does, you know, we can wear the blood. You know, I think about the crown that they put on Jesus' head, and that's the way the blood is with us. We can wear the blood of Jesus as a crown because the Word of God lets us know that the blood covers us. You know, when God looks at us, once we've accepted Christ as our Savior, and we have the blood of Jesus covering us, he no longer sees our sins. When he look at us, what he sees is the blood of Jesus that covers us. You know, and I started thinking about that crown that they put on Jesus' head and how he wore it, you know, to the grave. And then that lets, you know, me know that I can wear that crown, the crown of the blood of Jesus, and, you know, through life, and it'll cover me just like it took Jesus to the grave and brought him back. I know that, you know, it'll take me through life and on into glory. You know, I thank God for that blood. That blood is something else, you know, and when I say it covers me, it covers us. It covers a multitude of sins. You know, it covers all our sins. It covers whatever it is that we're going through. You know, no matter how bad it is, you know, God is a forgiving God. And it's through the power of the blood that we are forgiven for our sins. You know, we're covered by that blood. And, you know, and I thank God for it. I thank God for his only begotten son. I thank God for the blood that Jesus shed, you know, because I know that if it had not been for the blood, where would I be? I don't know how people are able to live without God these days, you know, but I couldn't live without the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, area code 423. I thank you and area code 832 coming on. And I have some other people on, but they're either at work or somewhere they can't really get on and talk. Some of them are a little shy, but I know the blood works. You know, we have seen that the entrance to the holiest is by the blood, by which Jesus went into the Father. But that is not enough. There is a twofold sprinkling. The priest who drew near to God was not only reconciling through the sprinkling of the blood before God on the altar, but that their very personal must be sprinkled with the blood. The blood of Jesus must be so bought by the Holy Spirit into direct contact with our heart that our heart becomes cleansed from an evil conscience. You know, the blood removes all self-condemnation. It cleanses the consciousness. Consciousness then bears that the removal of guilt have been so perfected and complete that there is no longer the least separation between God and us. You know, and our heart is cleansed, that we through the spiritual sprinkling, I'm sorry, of the blood, are in true living fellowship with God. Yes, the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed from all sin, not only from the guilt, but also from the stain of sin. And you know, when you think about it, the power of the blood, our fallen nature is prevented from exercising its power without the blood of Jesus. Mmm. Ooh, my, 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 my. You know this blood? Ooh. You know, when I think about when he was talking about the priest and the word of God, the high priest, and his will, but by his Holy Spirit make us understand the full meaning and power of the word, having the heart cleansed by the blood, the entrance to the holy place prepared through the blood, but our hearts prepared by the blood for entrance. Oh, how glorious then, having the heart clean, is it to enter into and to abide in the holy. Having this heart cleaned out, you all. Ooh, with the body being washed. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you know. Mm. Ooh, I just thank God for the blood today. I thank him for cleansing each and every one of us, saving us with the blood of Jesus today. And coming, we get it. We have a few minutes left, but I'm saying, let us draw near, having our heart cleansed from an evil consciousness and our bodies washed with pure water. The power of the blood to cleanse inwardly cannot be experienced unless we also cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. The divine work of cleansing us from the sprinkling of blood and the human work of cleansing by laying aside sin are inseparable. In the blood of Christ that cleansed from all sin, God has bestowed on you the power to cleanse yourself. Your desire to live with God and the holiness must always be united with the most careful laying aside of even the least sin. My, 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 my. We're talking today on nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We draw nigh to God through the power of the blood. It's truly one of God's saints, and the power of God's holy and blessed presence goes out from him upon those who are around and about him. We want to say thank you today, Lord, for the blood, the cleansing blood that have cleansed each and every one of us today. We have a few minutes, and I think I may have time to play us one more song. If no one else have anything to say today on the blood, I'm going to find one little song, which y'all know is going to be my favorite song. I hope I can get it pulled up today. And I'm going to hit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is it. Okay. Praise the Lord. He will work it out for you no matter what you're going through right now. Maybe somebody listening in today to this broadcast, I want to encourage you that God can work it out, and it's the blood, nothing but the blood. I want to thank all my guests that came on today on the line and some that I may not have gotten to talk with, but I thank you for taking out from your busy schedule today to come in and listen to Joy and Peace today. Talk about nothing but the blood. So I have hope that this broadcast have helped you today in some form or fashion. Somebody that you will be able to even direct them to this broadcast to listen in the archives or listen from now on Wednesday. We come on every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. If something come up, I always let you know, either through the computer or let them know prior to it. But please do come back. I've enjoyed talking with each and every one of you all today. I thank God for the show. I thank him for the word that he gave to me. I thank him for nothing but the blood. So I hope it was able to minister to each and every person that would listen in to this broadcast for this morning, even or night. Would like any of my guests like to say anything before we leave for the day off the broadcast? Area code 832, would you like to have any closing remarks?
Well, I just praise the Lord for the Bible study today. I enjoyed the comments by the men and women that participated today on the Bible study. It's always a reward to know that God has placed the people on the face of the earth that will carry out his word and do the responsibility of sacrificing and giving themselves to bless the world. And for sure, your ministry has done that today, as it always has. But today has been a special day involving the blood of Jesus, because had it not been for the blood, we would not be where we are today. We're in the seventh dispensation. The first dispensation was innocence. The second was law. Third was conscience. The fourth was bringing in the humility of mankind. The fifth, joining in with the closure of the law, bringing in the formality and yet not grace, but bringing in the formation of grace. And they were in the grace dispensation at this time. So grace has allowed us to take the blood and use the blood as God has allowed us to use it. We are under grace, and under grace we can ask God for what we have need of. If you have need of God today, then open your mouth and say, God, here I am. I repent everything I've done wrong. Please forgive me. And grace will subside anything because mercies are renewed every morning. So under the dispensation of grace, I bid each of you listeners today to stay under grace and always remember there's always forgiveness for your sin. As you forgive others, so will God forgive you. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. Area code 423, would you like to say any closing remarks? Well, we give God praise. I want to thank you all again for coming on the show today and for helping make the show what it is today. We give God the praise and the glory. So until next week, y'all be blessed. We have another exciting topic next week. I think it's perfecting love. They keep wanting me to bring it. Excuse me. Today, but next week, if I'm not mistaken, we're talking about perfecting love. Talking about love. So please tune in next week. And until next week, you all be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.